I'll now pass you back to Phil for some more news stories.
We now have a variety of stories from around Norwich. Have you also noticed that the streets of Norwich are sticky? It's all caused by the sycamore aphid, as we will hear shortly. The dilapidated abandoned school building in Angel Road may become a community hub. Community leaders have slammed NHS rationing as they fight to save the closure-threatened SOS bus. In a move that astonished many people, the Norwich Green councillors are complaining about proposals for electric vehicle chargers. And Vision Norfolk was in the news this week with news about the revamp of homes at its Hammond Court accommodation in the city. Alison will start by telling us why many of the pavements in Norwich feel sticky.
City slickers have become city stickers after a black gooey substance stopped them in their tracks. In recent weeks, Norwich has been covered in the sticky mess known as sycamore aphid across the fine city, with central hotspots including Wesselgate, Tombland and Riverside Road. Walkers say their shoes have been covered in the gunge. Jez Pruin-Andrews of Brackendale-based Mainline Tree Service said, "We get this every year. It's a byproduct of aphids feeding on sycamore trees, and as they feed, they release this sticky sap. The sap then drips off the tree and onto anything below. A lack of rainfall has meant the secretion has not been washed away as it normally would have been, and has been left clinging to city pavements."
NR3 folk are coming together to try to prevent the sale of a disused city school site so that it can be turned into a community hub. Angel Road Junior was forced to close in July 2021 after two incidents in the same month when debris fell from the ceiling. Following this, children from the junior school had to move to the infant school just over the road. But with the prospect of the building and the land being sold, people living nearby are exploring the possibility of saving it. Julie Brochek-Colton, Labour councillor for Sewell Ward, said, "We now know that the site has been given back to Norfolk County Council and the possibility for this to stay as a school is gone. But I know the importance of this site and keeping it in the heart of the community. The building is more than 100 years old, with the County Council saying in March that it was working with the Evolution Academy Trust, which has secured funding to develop the schools on one site. The Norwich Green Party is asking people to take part in an online survey about the site via its website and social media channels. John Fisher, the Conservative-controlled County Council's Cabinet Member for Children's Services, has previously said, "We would always consider school land to be reused for education purposes first, but it's possible that the site could be put to an alternative use or put forward for sale."
Community leaders have slammed NHS rationing as they joined calls to save the closure-threatened SOS bus. The service, which has been a vital nighttime facility in Norwich's Clubland area for more than two decades, is facing an uncertain future as local NHS chiefs consider ending its funding at the end of its current contract next March. There is no doubt the bus is being threatened with cuts because the Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board feels it needs to save money, said Norwich South MP Clive Lewis. "This is a rationing of healthcare, something which should not be needed in an advanced country in 2023. There should not be any reason why we can't have the bus and the other services the ICB is having to cut back on." NHS chiefs are believed to be weighing up whether the service is surplus to requirements, with the new wellness hub that opened in Castle Quarter this year potentially expanding.
A city MP has been left confused by Green councillors complaining about proposals for electric vehicle chargers, which are to benefit the environment. Plans for 46 EV chargers on the city's streets are currently the focus of a public consultation, but the Norwich Green Party has voiced concerns about their placement on pavements. Norfolk County Council feels those worries are unnecessary, though, and Chloe Smith, MP for Norwich North, feels it represents a strange agenda. It comes after the Norwich branch of Living Streets, which campaigns for pedestrian rights, last month claimed the placement of the charges to be a new threat to our public space. Now Green Councillor for Wensum Ward, Liam Calvert, has said electric cars are a step in the right direction for reducing climate change, but we can't accept that life should be made more difficult for pedestrians. Chargers must not be placed on pavements at the expense of wheelchair users or parents with buggies.
A £650,000 revamp of Homes for the Visually Impaired has brought a new lease of life to a city woman's home of 35 years. Sight loss charity Vision Norfolk, which supports around 4,000 people, has unveiled the investment into its Hammond Court accommodation off Magpie Road. The NR3 housing was built in 1980, but has been rejuvenated thanks to a legacy left to the charity. Kate Pentney, a Hammond Court resident since 1988, had her bedsit studio refurbished into a one-bedroom flat. Kate said, "I love it here. It gives me the freedom of being independent with my own front door, but with support available should I need it. I'm really happy with the improvements which have been made. The flat is now much less claustrophobic and more spacious. I really appreciate having a separate bedroom and being able to close the door on it when I have visitors. I look forward to living independently here for a long time yet." All 20 flats have been significantly upgraded, expanding bedsit studios into one-bedroom flats, new kitchens and bathrooms, and adding patio doors in every flat.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Phil Harrison and Alison Applin. Jane Pratt and Robin Quine are now going to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and two features.